This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's news the Biden administration is trying to address the root causes of migration from Central America by improving economic opportunity in places like Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala. The administration is starting new collaborations with the private sector, with Vice President Kamala Harris approaching a range of companies, including Microsoft and MasterCard, to help. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
The plan is to boost investment in improving public health, food security, access to credit. The goal is to reduce the number of children fleeing their home countries and migrating to the U.S.
What we find is most people would really prefer to remain home, but conditions in their home countries don't allow them to do so.
That's Wendy Young, president of Kids in Need of Defense, a group co-founded by Microsoft that provides legal services to unaccompanied children. Young says private companies can help ensure that those investments are long-term.
Corporations can come in and sustain their activities regardless of who might be sitting in the White House in the United States.
Plus, it's going to take a long time for economies in Central America to recover from the pandemic, says Harvard economist Kenneth Rogoff.
We're talking not just about a bad year or two, but probably about 5 to 10 years.
Rogoff says more private investment will help, but the first order of business should be getting more COVID vaccines into Central America. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.